ever heard someone say charity begins at home? People say it all the time, but I don't know if they know what it means, because I didn't. I looked it up. They think it means you should take care of your friends and family and neighbors before you start worrying about other people. When people first started saying the word charity, it had a broader meaning, closer to like generosity or kindness. So when they said charity begins at home, they really meant being kind and caring with your family leads to more loving and caring just in general. People get it wrong all the time. If you'll think back to Dead Poets Society, carpe diem, seize the day. Today they say YOLO, or you only live once. But carpe diem originally meant something completely different. It comes from a larger phrase translated roughly as, quote, seize the day, trusting as little as possible in the future. It doesn't mean don't worry about the future. It actually means the opposite. You should work hard and take advantage of every minute you have, because life won't just fall into place. How about curiosity killed the cat? That's one of my favorites. I use it all the time. I always thought that it meant you shouldn't poke your nose into other people's business. But it actually dates back to the 17th century, and it wasn't originally curiosity that killed the cat. In Much Ado About Nothing, Shakespeare wrote, quote, care killed the cat. He didn't mean caring for cats would kill them. The word care there was to show worry, meaning that if you constantly stress out about stuff, you'll end up killing yourself with a heart attack or whatever. Strangely enough, we know that today to be true. And finally, how about a rolling stone gathers no moss? The mix-up in this is most people think it describes a good thing, like if you keep moving and don't settle down, you'll never end up being old and boring. But in reality, it was supposed to describe why it's bad not to settle down. The older, long version is, as the rolling stone gathers no moss, so the roving heart gathers no affection, which is a fancy way to say if you don't slow down a little bit, you're going to wind up like the crazy cat lady, alone with nothing but a bunch of cats to call friends. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.